Hey, can you take a second and take your eyes off the screen? Well, thank you, thank you. Well, no, it's just fine that you were using it. But since we've been stuck inside, we've both had a lot of screen time. So why don't you come over here? There you go, just put it down. Put it down. Okay. Come over here, I've got the window open. Let's just relax for a few minutes, okay? Just you and I. And what I want you to do is just close your eyes. Well, exactly. Looking at screens all day, it can strain your eyes, it can give you a headache. And it's just, I don't know, it's not good for your brain. Especially all that light flashing in your eyes all day and into the evening. It can mess up your sleep cycles. So let's just take a few minutes and have a break. Close your eyes and lean on me and listen to that breeze outside. I'm going to close my eyes too. And I'm just going to be right here next to you. Hey. How about you lay your head down on my lap? How about that? That's it. Scoot right there. All right. Now, just breathe deep and feel my hands in your hair. Here. How does that feel? How's that? Is that good? Good. And just relax. Let your neck go. Let your shoulders go. Just lie on my lap and let all of those thoughts drift away. All the games you've been playing, all the news you've been reading, good or bad, it's still going to be there when we get finished. But it's important that we take a few minutes and just slow down and close our eyes. And feel the sunshine coming through the window, nice and warm on your skin. Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, stuck inside, it doesn't have to be so terrible always. And I don't like it either. But hey, at least we've got one another right now. You just focus on relaxing and letting those thoughts go. Your neck and your shoulders. And here, let me just scratch your back. How's that? Too hard? Oh, there. Just let me do that a little bit. Just loosen up and listen to the breeze. Isn't that so relaxing? Oh. It's so nice. And God, the goosebumps. Just, ugh. Running up my arms when that sunshine hits me, hearing that breeze, the wind and the leaves like that. Oh my gosh, it is just so, so relaxing, isn't it? Nice and warm, and here together. Exactly. All that stuff's going to be there. You can take just a few minutes. It's not that big of a deal. Nothing bad is going to happen. There's not going to be anyone that can't wait for just a few. Not anyone that won't call you anyway if they really need you. So I'm happy you decided to take this little break with me. Oh, I know. I'm happy that my voice helps you relax and helps you calm down. And that really, really makes me feel good that I'm able to do that for you. And what did you say you wanted to hear me rattle on about? So that message you sent me the other day, it said you wanted me to give you what? An in-depth technical demonstration of how toasters work. A detailed one. Well, you were very silly, but, I'll try and do that, and you can just, I don't know, drift off while I talk about this silly thing. I don't know, you're ridiculous. But yeah, first, I mean, you have your bread or your bagel. Now, make sure that if you're toasting a bagel, you have the bagel setting turned on. I don't know what that really does somehow, that the heat is different. Bagel heat is different than regular toast heat. So anyway, you do that. Set it to your desired temperature and darkness. Well, actually, it is just darkness. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's what you call it. It sounds kind of dark indeed when I say it like that. Well, no. I thought that it did change the heat. No, but it turns out when you set the toaster higher, all you're doing is you're just going to leave it in there longer. I know. I thought you could just blast it for, you know, 1 minute on 8 rather than, you know, the whole way on 1. But it doesn't work like that. Well, I don't know. I thought I had one as a kid. I would stare inside it. And when I put it on the lower settings, it didn't glow as hot. But I think anything above setting 4 out of, what, 9? Yeah. It was all the same. So, anyway, you've got your little glowing heat elements in there. Electricity makes that work. And that happens after you push the little lever down. And you have to make sure that the entire slice of bread or the entire bagel is down in there. You don't want some little corner of your bagel not being toasted because you didn't, you know, make sure it was down in the toaster. So that's also important. Don't forget that. The fundamentals. Hey, don't you giggle. I saw that. You focus on relaxing. You wanted the explanation after all. Have some more back scratches. There you go. Well, so, you know, you leave it in there, and, you know, that orange glow, it's radiation, right? So those heat waves, I mean, they're making that toast and those bagels just all excited in there. Molecules moving faster. Oh my God. Causing reactions on the outside of the bread that had some kind of oxidation mixed with the evaporation of the liquid inside. I don't know. It starts to get golden brown. Now, there's always the temptation to set it, you know, on 7 and, you know, see if you can really get it kind of crisp. And you're just really straddling the line there, especially with like toast, like thinner toast as well. If you've got a thicker slice of bread, leave it in there. Turn it up a little bit higher. But I can't tell you how many times I've flown a little too close to the sun on wings of sandwich white. It's true. So, well, anyway, after the radiation does its thing, the toaster just knows that the toast is done. The toast timer, internally, I don't know however it works, the toaster's brain, it tells the lever to go up, and it just rockets that shit right out of there. Now, I know, since I did mention ensuring the bread of the bagel was all the way in there, there's the temptation to put a fork or a knife in there to really get it out. And, I mean, sometimes that's a last resort, because if you turn that toaster over, crumbs are going to go everywhere. But just be careful. Don't touch it on the sides. It's like that game, Operation. Sometimes worse than that, though. Don't let it happen to you. Be careful. And then, you know, enjoy your toast. Enjoy your bagel. For me, an everything bagel with chive, schmear, fucking A. That's just perfection. You goofball. So why don't you focus on falling asleep if you aren't asleep already? Listening to me talk about how toasters work. Well, I hope that fostered some better understanding. I'll need to go read some engineering manuals or something like that, but You get some rest. Close your eyes and drift off, goofball. Exactly. All that stuff will be here when you wake up.